This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
He's too cocky. He's got too much confidence. He's too convicted. He's the number one high school football podcaster in America. He's the number one scout in the country. Coast to coast. Gold State to the Sunshine State. Giving it to you raw and uncut like the meat at the liquor store on the corner. KM the GM. Nobody does it better. Buckle up, folks. It's time for the truth. Let's fucking go.
All right, now I'd like to bring in my very special guest, newly committed three-star quarterback out of West Hills Chaminade High School, Mr. Jalen Henderson, just committed to the Fresno State Bulldogs. Jalen, it's your birthday. You just committed. How are you feeling?
Hey, Coach, I'm feeling great. You know, I'm blessed to see another year. It's a lot going on this year, so it's always a blessing to see another year. I got the family with me. Got my dad right here.
How you doing, Mr. Miller? Good to see you, man.
And all right. I'm definitely excited about Fresno State, so yes, sir.
No question about it. So, I mean, it's a tremendous time for you and your family. We're going to talk about everything from your childhood all the way up until right now and until your future. But let's start off with – you chose Fresno State over a host of about 20 different offers. What stood out to you about Fresno State?
Well, I love the coaching staff at Fresno State. It made me feel at home. Starting from the head coach, Coach DeBoer, to the offensive coordinator, Coach Grubb, they truly know the game of football. You know, I feel like I could really develop as a quarterback there and go to the NFL, which was my dream.
There were a lot of big offers. In particular, it came down to Fresno State versus Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, we know from the big, bad SEC with a terrific head coach, Coach Derek Mason. What put Fresno over the top for you when it was all said and done?
I think it came down to the coaching staff. Vandy, they had a great coaching staff as well. It was truly a really tough decision. It came like last second decision. Vanderbilt, they have a great program over there. But I just – what Fresno had to offer, it was just – I couldn't pass on it. So,
now, Jalen, you have had an interesting journey, to say the least.
Yes, sir.
And it's important for our followers and our listeners to find out what have you gone through and the trials and tribulations that you've had to overcome to get to where you are now. So let's take it all the way back. You're now a committed quarterback to the Mountain West Conference. Was it always that way? Tell me about your youth years, your Pop Warner years. Were you always a quarterback? Were you always this big-time lefty?
Well, at Pop Warner, I started off at Crenshaw. I was 8 years old, and I actually started off a receiver. And our quarterback, he wasn't getting it done for us at the time. So the coach is like, who can do it? And then I volunteered, and I never looked back. And I loved everything that came with the position. It came with hard work. It came with leadership, and that's the position I want to be in. So I work hard every day, and my goal is to get to the NFL. So
leadership seems to come a little natural for you. A lot of guys can force leadership. Leadership seems to be an innate quality that you have. What do you attribute that to?
Well, first off, besides the football field, my teammates, they know they can count on me outside of football with, like, the school, if they have any personal issues or anything. So I think it's easier as a leader to just not be there in football, and then also leading by example as well. So when they see me working hard, I just want to inspire them to work hard. We'll all be on the same accord.
Let's move forward. You've gone through your youth years. You've established yourself as a quarterback. You chose to attend Narbonne High School at the beginning of your high school career. What went into that decision for you?
Well, Narbonne High School, I knew it was a powerhouse high school. And at a young age, my dad, he always wanted to put me against the best competition. And I know Narbonne, they have the best on the team. And I knew I had to compete. And I loved everything about the program, the parents, the teammates. And I think it was a good opportunity, and I wouldn't change anything about going there.
You bring up an interesting point. Your dad always wanted to put you against the best competition, which I think is not always the case in this day and age. You had a really good freshman year, a standout on the freshman team. You were poised to be a big-time varsity quarterback the next year. In comes a transfer, Jake Garcia, and you have to battle with him for the starting job. Tell me what that experience was like in that competition with Garcia.
We had a lot of other quarterbacks that had transferred out, but I wanted to stay, and I wanted to really compete. And I knew he was, quote-unquote, one of the top in California. So I wanted to match myself and see how I compete against him, and I think I did very well. Jake is a good dude, and sometimes we still talk today. And I think I competed very well, and I think that I'm way up there with him and all the other guys.
So you start off your sophomore year, you guys go on the road to Hawaii, and things do not get going for you in a smooth way. You come out the gate struggling versus a nationally ranked team. You guys get your doors blown off. You take a lot of heat, a lot of criticism. In that moment in time, what do you remember about that moment in time for yourself in terms of your confidence and just your headspace?
Actually, I remember you texting me after the first and second game saying tough times don't last, tough people do. And I actually ran with that, so I appreciate that from the beginning. You've always been there, even with people against me and on my side. So I appreciate that. But also my parents, they kept uplifting me. They knew it was a lot of heat, but I just went back to the drawing board. And that offseason, I put in a lot of work so I can give people nothing to talk about. And I kind of had a chip on my shoulder, and I still carry that to this day.
You bring up your parents. And for a quarterback, I know how important the mental side of the game is. What part in your development in terms of mental preparation have your parents played for you?
Can you say that again?
Yeah. So you brought up your parents, and I know how important the mental side of the game is for all quarterbacks. Where have your parents been most supportive in terms of the mental side of the games when you were going through those struggles?
I think like there's days where you may not feel like working out, and my parents, they was always there to like push me, and they knew the bigger picture. And it was also like the days where people, they had a lot of bad things to say, and my parents always there to uplift me and make sure I keep my head straight. And even when I have a great game, my dad, he'll keep me level-headed, and When I have a bad game, they're always there to uplift me. So I just really appreciate that from them and also my big brother. So I have a real good support system.
Your sophomore year ends. It was an up and down year, but you finished pretty strong. You decide to transfer to Chaminade. Tell us why.
I think at Chaminade, it was great academics, especially coming from Narbonne. And then the coaching staff over there, I felt like I could prepare myself for college with the coaching staff there. The head coach, Coach Crosden, the offense coordinator, David Machuca, they're both offensive savants. And I just knew that they'll prepare me for the next level. And I'm extremely happy that I made the decision. And
you know, there were a lot of questions across Southern California whether or not you would be able to thrive in Coach Crosden's system. He believes in timing. He believes in concepts, and there was a thought permeating across the Southern section that you would struggle and quite possibly not even start once you decide to transfer. Once you got to Chaminade, What did you notice about your opportunity, not just come in and start, but to come in and thrive?
Well, I knew the hard work that I put in, so I had no doubt that I would be successful in the system. Especially going over there, they taught me the pre-snap reads, and I really truly got to understand the defense. So once I got the hang of that, then I knew that I'd be deadly in the offense. And with the pieces that we had around us, they helped us a lot, and so that really helped out.
There's no question about it. Let's move on. Your junior year starts, and it starts pretty solid, but it picks up some serious steam in the playoffs. You had some virtuoso performances that really, I think, caught the eye of a lot of college coaches across the country, and I think helped to skyrocket your recruiting. What do you remember about that playoff run last year in your junior season?
Well, I remember that everybody, they counted us out round one against Norco. And our whole entire team, including myself, we had a chip on our shoulder. And we love being an underdog. We love proving people wrong. So we came in there to Norco, and we punched them in the mouth early. And then people start taking us serious against Upland, but they still had their doubts against Upland. And we still just took it as a challenge. And we had a really good run, got to Sierra Canyon, and wish we could have done some things differently. But if we could do it all over again, I think we're happy to make the championship. We're not satisfied, but next year we're definitely going for the championship. And if people are with us or not, it doesn't really matter to us. So,
well, I know it was a special run for you guys. Nobody predicted Chaminade to be in the Division II championship game, but you were definitely the catalyst for that. You had an amazing run in the playoffs, and I know for a fact that it skyrocketed your recruitment. Let's talk a little bit about recruiting. Let's talk about your first offer, right, and what that felt like.
My first offer actually came from when I was in Narbonne. I was 14. I got it from Howard University, and I was extremely grateful. And my parents, we went to Lucille's and celebrated that night. And I've been really blessed to hold 28 offers. I think all the schools that looked at me as a D1 prospect. And so I'm just going to keep working hard, and I'm not satisfied.
You got your first offer at 14. You were a freshman. A lot of quarterbacks these days, at the age of 14, they're in the fifth grade. We talked a little bit about this off screen. You just turned 17 today. A lot of your counterparts, they're 19 or turning 19 within a couple of months.
Yeah.
Did that add some extra fuel to your fire, knowing that a lot of these quarterbacks are holdbacks, double holdbacks, guys with multiple years of age versus what you are as a true high school rising senior?
Yeah, I definitely added fire, but I've been playing up my entire life, so I never found a problem with it. It definitely rose my game, and it just prepared me to like for the next level. And I know in college it's gonna be guys 4 years older, so I just looked at it as me getting me ready for college.
We're in unprecedented times right now with the pandemic, and everyone is trying to figure things out. Looks like the season's gonna be pushed to the springtime. Are you an early graduate? If you are, do you plan on leaving school and foregoing your senior year, or are you gonna stay and play your senior year in the springtime?
Well, my school, they don't really allow early enrollees. That's just what they do. But I would definitely be playing this year. So
you'll definitely be playing your senior year. No, that's great. That's great for Chaminade, and I know Coach Croson is excited. Let's move forward. We talk about Fresno State in the Mountain West Conference. They had one of the worst recruiting classes in the country last year. Fresno State just picked up almost a handful of local Southern California recruits, yourself, including Roland Fullwood out of Lawndale High School, Jonathan Arsenault, running back as well. Where is Fresno State headed right now in the Mountain West Conference?
I think we're heading in a great direction. I see some of the guys that have committed, and I'm actually speaking with some other guys trying to get them to commit so we can be at the top of the Mountain West and compete for a bowl game championship. So I'm very excited about what we have going on in our class.
There's no question. Fresno State is on the rise in recruiting, and we know recruiting leads to big-time championships, conference championships, and making a run at bowl games. Let's talk a little bit about the Fresno State football team. You said you like their coaches. Where do you fit as a big lefty dual-threat quarterback in that quarterback room?
Well, the coaches said that I definitely have a chance to compete my freshman year, and that's all I ask. I'm no guarantee, so just going to work my tail off every day. And my goal is to go in and start my freshman year. So I don't plan on redshirting. So that's my goal, and just compete and see where that leads me.
You talk about coming in starting your freshman year. Mountain West is a big-time conference. They got a lot of really good football players. What do you need to work on? Where do you need to improve to give yourself an opportunity to come in and start as a true freshman?
I mean, I think you can always improve on reading defenses, my pocket awareness, always my accuracy and stuff like that, and just getting bigger, stronger, and faster, and watching a lot more film so I can get ready for the college level.
No question about it. You definitely have a great opportunity there, Fresno. They do not have an established guy in that quarterback room. This is your opportunity to go in there and compete for the job once you leave Chaminade. But let's go back to Chaminade real quick. Your senior year is coming up. What are you looking forward to most now that we pretty much are assured your senior year is going to be moved to the springtime of football season? What are you looking forward to the most once you guys strap on the pads again?
I'm looking forward to getting back to the championship and winning it this year. The way how we left our seniors, I don't want to feel like that, and I just want to end on a championship and get the ring. So that's what I'm looking forward. All the hard work, I feel like we're gonna be ready if the season starts now, which mostly likely it won't, but if it starts now, we'll be ready, and later we'll definitely be ready. So I'm just looking forward to that ring.
No question. You guys trying to make another run to that championship. Let's talk a little bit about the future. In 5 years, being that you're going into your senior year, in 5 years, where does Jalen Henderson see Jalen Henderson in 5 years?
I see me in the NFL.
See you in the NFL, being a high-round draft pick?
Yes, sir. First and second round.
No, sounds great. What are your plans outside of the game of football? Because for everybody, and I was included, the game is going to end one day for everybody. What do you want to do outside of the game of football that you have dreams and goals of?
So my family and I, we have a foundation called Britsy Cares. So I want to use my business major to help my foundation go worldwide and just get a lot of – use my football platform to make it go worldwide and get a lot of big names and just really increase the brand.
What's the focus of your foundation? What's the objective?
We help kids with cancer. My sister, Brittiana, she passed away from cancer at 13. And that's actually why we're the number. So before she passed, she actually started it. And while she had cancer, she wanted to help other kids that had it. So I use that strength every day of my life because I know there's somebody that's battling something worse than I was. And the fact that my sister, she had cancer, she still wanted to help people, that's something I want to carry on into my life as well.
That sounds like a great foundation your parents are running. We talked a little bit about your parents earlier in this interview, but I want to bring them back up. How influential have they been to you in your journey?
They've been really, really influential. My dad, he played the game. He played college football, so he knows about the recruiting process. Every day we'll talk and just the ins and outs of the recruiting thing. So I'm very grateful to have both of my parents in my corner. They gave me some insight on things, and it really helped in my decision as well. So.
If there was one thing that Jalen Henderson, the rising senior, could tell Jalen Henderson, the rising freshman going into high school, what would that one thing be?
Just continue to work hard. The highs, the lows, continue to work hard, stay even keel. Lead by example for your teammates. And that's pretty much it.
don't. Work hard, lead by example. Sounds like great advice coming from a great young man. Jalen, it's been a pleasure to have you on. I'm excited for yourself. I'm excited for your family, for Fresno State football. Not only do I think that they got a great quarterback prospect, but I think they have a young man that's going to improve the culture of that team, improve the culture of that community, and the culture on campus. So congratulations again. Appreciate you for joining the Transparent Truth. And go Bulldogs, man.
Yes, sir. Go Bulldogs. Thank you.
No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, Jalen Henderson, Chaminade's quarterback, commits to Fresno State, and he's looking to go in and compete as a true freshman. We appreciate you for joining us here on the Transparent Truth.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
It's time for our Sit and Sleep Sleeper of the Week. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller. He's allowing us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the spotlight. Larry is all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. Each week, young men are getting scholarship offers after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really interested in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sit and Sleep is the only place that offers advanced sleep technology. Greg?
Body diagnostics. That's five-star stuff. This is high-quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress, and within seconds, thousands of sensors can help you find the absolute right mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah.
Sit and Sleep.
They'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, our Sleeper of the Week this week comes from Del Oro High School here in Northern California. Got a chance to get on the grass. It's been a long time since I've been on the grass. We got a chance to get on the grass here in Northern California. I've been in the Sacramento area. Saw a 6'3", looks like probably about 185, 190-pound rising freshman quarterback in the 2024 class, Austin Mack. Austin Mack is a kid with tremendous upside, great potential. He's tall. He's long. He's got huge hands. I love his mind for the game at the quarterback position. Watch him play some 7-on-7 and just watch his progression, his eye progression, his mind progression. I thought his mind was twitchy. I thought he made quick decisions. I liked his accuracy in the first and second levels. Del Oro High School, they got a guy, Austin Mack. He's about 6'2.5", 180. Looks like he's probably going to be about 6'5", 6'6". He's got a big, strong arm. Needs to tighten up that release a little bit and be a little bit more accurate to the third level, stretch the defense with his arm. But I love his mind, how it works. I love the twitchiness of it. I love his quick decision-making. I love his thought process when making those decisions. So Austin Mack, Del Oro High School, Transparent Truth, Sit and Sleep, Sleeper of the Week. Congratulations.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.